crafted with genuine American parts, powered by patriots, driven by the heart and soul of the American dream. And now, 100% tariff-free.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other thing, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we're too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day, this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
American Ground Radio with Louis R. Abalone and Stephen Prof.
This is American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Abalone.
Well, here we go again. So strap in.
I'm
because
strapped.
Once again, America is finding itself staring down the barrel of yet another Schumer shutdown.
Oh, I thought
Chuck Schumer's shutdown of the government. The Democrats, led by Chuck Schumer, are once again holding our nation hostage over a laundry list of left-wing demands.
Man, they're holding the government hostage,
and
not the whole nation.
What a list it is.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. $1.5 trillion in so-called funding.
Yeah, and this is all 100% debt.
Funding, and I use air quotes, funding.
Right.
But let's call it what it really is.
Because none of that money's funded. All of that money
would
go straight to the debt. So this is, they want $1.5 trillion.
Here's what they want. Free health care for illegal aliens.
Right. Because the Republicans took that out of the budget earlier this year.
$500 million in taxpayer money to prop up their failing news outlets.
Right. Because, nothing's ever gone wrong from the government paying for news. No, that's, of course, government-run news agencies. Those are wonderful.
And then, of course, in MAGA country, rural America, they want to strip nearly $50 billion from rural hospitals.
Okay, and this was actually... Before you go on. This is actually one of those things that's really confusing because the money for the rural hospitals was put into the one big, beautiful bill.
Right.
Because the Democrats were upset that Republicans were pulling Medicaid funding for people who weren't getting jobs, for people who refused to work. Republicans said, we're going to pull funding for that. And the Democrats said, you're going to kill rural hospitals if you do that. So the Republicans said, okay, well, we'll put in money specifically for rural hospitals. You happy now? And the Democrats are now trying to pull that very funding that Republicans put in there to make Democrats happy this summer. How make that make sense?
No, it doesn't. This is a ransom note. They're threatening, this is the Democrat Party threatening to shut down the government unless the Republicans sign off on a progressive wish list that has nothing to do with keeping the lights on and everything to do with advancing their agenda.
So what if you shut down the government? See, the Democrats are still operating under this whole philosophy of what Barack Obama did. Barack Obama, when he shut down the government, back in his administration, he tries to cause as much pain to the American people as he possibly could with the shutdown. To wit, he actually closed the World War II Memorial on the Washington Mall. Now, that is a memorial that's out in the open. You don't have to do it. That'd be like closing down the Lincoln Memorial. It's just wide out in the open. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to have any tour guides or anything. People can just walk up and look at it, and that's what it was designed to do. And Barack Obama shut it down by he paid people to put up barricades to block the World War II Memorial, saying that he was saving money for the government. He was trying to cause as much pain as possible. When Republicans shut down the government, they try and minimize as much pain to the American people as possible, but Donald Trump has a neat little strategy. He's going to inflict as much pain on the deep state as he possibly can.
Well, you brought
that's
up,
a different tactic.
You brought up Obama. The Republicans caved to Obama in order to reopen the government because the Democrat Party had done a far more effective marketing job of pinning this all on the Republican Party.
Well, big media had more power during the Barack Obama administration than it currently has. There are fewer people today who trust the media than were trusting the media under Barack Obama.
But see, here's the twist this time. You have Speaker Mike Johnson, you have Majority Leader John Thune,
right,
and of course, President Trump, and they are a team that isn't blinking. So they've put together this continuing resolution on the table, which will fund the government, no gimmicks, no woke pet projects, and the Democrats are the ones saying no. This is a clean CR, a clean continuing resolution that is on the table,
yeah.
And it is the Democratic Party that is threatening the shutdown. So this is the Schumer shutdown.
Unless we spend $1.5 trillion that we don't have. They want to throw, again, what's our national debt right now? $37 trillion? The Democrats want to shut down the government if we won't spend an extra $1.5 trillion. Eventually, if we keep spending all this money, we're going to shut down the government anyway. We're going to shut down the entire country because we'll have to default on our debts because we can't afford that.
But here's the thing. If they do shut the government down,
yeah,
this is going to give carte blanche to President Trump to reduce the number of employees in the federal government.
Absolutely.
Because what you have now is the Office of Management and Budget, who is now saying that agencies should consider a reduction in force if the government shuts down. So these aren't furloughs. These aren't temporary closures. These are permanent layoffs. Thousands of federal workers gone.
And the reason being, if Congress doesn't allocate funding for it, the administrative branch shouldn't be incurring debts that the legislature is saying, I don't want to spend. So the legislature is the branch that where all spending starts, right? And the executive branch is supposed to work with the money that Congress gives it. That is what the spirit of the separation of powers is supposed to be. Well, if the legislative branch comes forward and says, we don't want to give you any money, even if it's just for a temporary time, then the executive branch should fire people, not just furlough them. They should fire them because the legislature's not approving the spending for those departments.
But see, this time, and again, I guess the Democrats are always blinded by their own obsessions in terms of their own agenda.
Well, but Trump derangement syndrome blinds them to a lot of stuff.
But this time, they are so blinded by their obsession with illegal aliens and DEI and propping up MS Now or MSNBC with your money that what they're about to do is hand President Trump the sword that he always wanted, and that was the ability to permanently dismantle the Washington bureaucracy under the cover of a shutdown that Democrats caused.
Right.
So what are you going to do? You're going to run to the courthouse after President Trump lays off thousands and thousands of federal workers and say, oh, he can't do that. He doesn't have the authority. No, you stripped the funding from President Trump. You shut the government down. You gave the executive branch no other choice but to do what he did.
Right. Basically, if you're saying we're not going to pay for the executive branch, then the executive branch needs to fire people that it can't pay. That's how this logic works. But what's really crazy about this is the Democrat Party is committing, I think, political suicide in that they're trying to fight for things that the American people have already rejected. The American people don't want to give more money to illegal aliens. The American people don't want to be giving more money to the media. The American people don't want to be spending money we don't have. And the Democrats are like, well, if you don't let us do all these things the people don't actually want done, we're going to shut down the government.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bet.
So don't buy into the hand-wringing from the left-wing media. This isn't a crisis for Republicans. This isn't a disaster for Trump. This is a gift. This is a political gift. This is a chance to remake government in the way conservatives have only dreamed of.
Let's get to the top three things you need to know before tomorrow. First thing you need to know before tomorrow, four people were killed during an attack on a Mormon church in Michigan over the weekend. A 40-year-old Iraq veteran is blamed for the mass murder at the church and for setting it on fire using gasoline to spread the flames faster. The man apparently drove his vehicle through the front doors of the church and began firing several rounds into the congregation. Investigators say the gunman had, quote, hated people of the Mormon faith. Police officers arrived on scene within 30 seconds of the beginning of the attack and were able to kill the gunman.
You know, again, here is another example of an attack on faith in our country.
Yeah, that's true. It is. It is, absolutely. Second thing you need to know before now, President Trump announced a 21-point plan to end the fighting in the Gaza Strip. The president was meeting today in the White House with Israeli Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu. As part of the proposal, Hamas would return all remaining hostages within 3 days, including the bodies of the deceased. President Trump said that if Hamas does not agree to the deal, he would allow Israel to, quote, finish the job. The president added, quote, we're giving them responsibility for their destiny by fully condemning and prohibiting terrorism and earning their way to a brighter future. President Trump hopes the people of the Gaza Strip reject Hamas in all its forms.
You know, like him, love him, hate him, Donald Trump stands right now as the best shot America and the world have at brokering a peace, a credible, lasting peace between Israel and Hamas.
And the third thing you need to know before tomorrow, over the weekend, New York Mayor Eric Adams dropped out of the race for re-election. Adams had been polling in last place behind socialist anti-Zionist Zohran Mamdani, disgraced former Governor Andrew Cuomo, and Republican Curtis Sliwa. In the New York mayor's race, you don't have to get a majority to win, just the plurality of the votes. That means the more people in the race, the higher the odds that the next mayor won't have the support of a majority of the voters of the nation's largest city. In announcing his withdrawal from the race, Adams said, quote, beware of those who claim the answer is to destroy the very system we built together over generations. That is not change. That is chaos.
You know what? I think Andrew Cuomo, I know a lot of folks would disagree with me, but I think Andrew Cuomo may be the next to drop out. To drop out, leaving Curtis Sliwa. I think he stands the best chance.
Curtis Sliwa? Polling says Andrew Cuomo does, but the problem is Andrew Cuomo's got a negative 17 approval rating. We'll be right back. Stick around.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Water alone is not enough for serious hydration. You need PerformLite from Victory Nutrition International. PerformLite is more than just electrolyte formula. It's a complete comprehensive blend of electrolytes. It supports your immune system, gives you metabolism, energy, and stress support, helps you recover, and boost your energy. Listen, we're down here in the South, and it's hot, and drinking water is not enough. Stay hydrated throughout the day with natural electrolytes. Just one pack a day, and it's one way for me to beat the heat. It's called PerformLite. Go to vni.life/AGR. That's vni.life/AGR. And use the promo code AGR20 and get 20% off your order. Perform Light from Victory Nutrition International. Go to vni.life/AGR and use the discount code AGR20.
Caleb, what does the Rustic Renegade stand for?
A long time ago, a wise man told me that a man should stand for something, otherwise he'll fall for anything. So our pillars of value, faith, family, and country, in that order. We like to instill that in not just our employees, but our customers. We're faith-driven, family-driven, and American proud. So if you want to take part in a movement that begins with faith, family, and country, come by and see us or visit us online at therusticrenegade.com. And don't forget, we're the Sportsman's Paradise.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, I love my country, but you should already know. If you feeling this, it's American Ground Radio. If your country feels broken, there ain't no need to wait up. It's time to come together, time to make us all greater. Yeah, time to get it hype, that's the message that I send you. The American dream, live to your fullest potential. Much love to the creator, I hope you hear me though. Now's the time, American Ground Radio.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
You know, this is, again, another act of evil. And it seems to be happening more and more. People who are praying, people who are worshiping, are being gunned down in cold blood by these monsters. I mean, and they're cowards. It's criminal what they're doing, obviously, but it's cowardly at the deepest level. Because think about it. What is the psychology of a thug, an arsonist, the shooter who carries out this kind of attack? I mean, they're not storming into a military installation. They're not going toe-to-toe with some trained security. They're walking into a sanctuary filled with unarmed people, men and women and children, the elderly, for example. These are people, I mean, their greatest weapon in that moment is prayer. Cowards, I say cowards, weak, weak, despicable cowards choose soft targets. And you can't get much softer than people gathered to worship with hymnals instead of shields, with scriptures instead of rifles.
You know, I think it is interesting that right now we're seeing all of these attacks. This is the ninth attack on a house of worship this year. It is interesting that we're seeing all this right now, because I was talking over the weekend with a friend, and I said, since the murder of the assassination of Charlie Kirk, I think we're seeing revival in America. I don't think I've ever actually lived through a revival. We have churches that say, hey, we've planned a revival for Sunday, October, whatever, and they have a revival. You can't plan a revival. God plans revivals. I believe right now our country is going through a revival unlike anything that's happened really in any of our lifetimes. And yet at the same time, there is an increase of attacks against houses of worship. And I think that is not just a coincidence.
No, and it's not just an attack on a church, although obviously that's important, yes, and significant in and of itself. I think it's an attack on the soul of this nation.
Right.
And we've got to treat it as such. Continued attacks on houses of worship are an attack on the soul of this nation.
Because America was founded on Judeo-Christian beliefs. The left can argue about that all you want, but the first thing we do in the Declaration of Independence is we reference the Creator, and that is also not an accident. We got a question in for our American mamas. Dear mamas, if there was a dinner date competition reality show, who would you send to the show that you think would win as the best dinner date?
As the best dinner date? Well, yeah. Let's ask our American mamas.
Mama, mama.
And joining us now are American mamas Terry Netterville and Kimberly Burleson. It took me several times reading through this question to understand the question. So there's a fictitious world where we have a dinner date TV show.
Right.
That's our thing. And we've got to send somebody that's going to, ooh, they're going to win it. And everybody's,
yes,
going to, who's the person that's going to go into that dinner date competition and just wow everybody. And everybody's going to be like, that person's awesome.
Exactly.
So
this is an influencer that has,
okay,
a lot. So she put this question out there,
okay,
and she wanted people in the comments to like list who they feel would win a dinner competition.
So this question came from an influencer.
This came from an influencer.
Got it.
So I asked the question to my children,
uh-huh,
and their boyfriends, and it was so interesting to hear their answers.
Okay.
And so what I did after they told me, like Shane, for instance, she said Kate Baldwin, just out of the blue, Kate Baldwin. She's the life of the party. She's articulate. She's smart. She's funny. She would be the one that would definitely win.
Okay.
So I shared that with Kate yesterday.
All right.
I said, this is what I, you know, and she was like, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm going to cry. It's unbelievable. For me, Stephen, you would be a good one.
Okay.
Because we call you Stephenpedia.
Yeah, Stephenpedia.
You have a lot of information, so it's,
yeah,
fun to talk to people that have a lot of information, and it's good conversation.
Right.
You're also a good question asker.
Okay.
You know, which I think is a whole nother topic, but that's a good one. For me, Terry.
She'd be outstanding.
She is outstanding. Like, Terry.
Kimberly.
No, you know that's true.
No, I don't know.
So Terry, you know, y'all already know that Terry is really bad about bait and switch. Like, she'll be in a conversation with somebody and she'll call you over and it's a great conversation, and then she walks away because she gets tired of the conversation.
Okay.
So she's horrible at that.
Yes.
So maybe I wouldn't choose her because she would probably bait and switch me. But if she were to stay put,
yes,
Terry would probably.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. That is so sweet. Well, now you're the mine.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not true.
No, I will tell you, you know, I was thinking about this and I thought the truth is Kimberly's the best laugher.
Okay.
You feel so funny when you're around her.
Yes.
And so she makes like the, you know what I'm talking about. Like
yes.
She make, and then she has the best laugh.
And all I need is one person to laugh.
Yeah.
And then so, you're on a roll.
So everyone wants her there. And honestly, when we are together, especially if Lindsay's there too, you know, we, it's almost like we can play off of
yeah,
each other.
I'm saying,
but you said if it was me,
yes,
okay, if I was calling
pick
them,
a person.
Pick one person. You're going to be very surprised at who I pick.
Who?
Because I took it like this. Like, if I was out of town and I had an important dinner that, you know, I needed this person to feel like it was a great dinner,
yeah,
that the person carried the conversation, didn't get political, didn't make it awkward. You want to know who I would choose?
Who?
My son-in-law.
Phil.
Philip. Philip Matulia. He is like, if I need some, to pick up, like, hey, I've got someone, you, can you pick up so-and-so at the airport and drive them to Ruston?
Sure.
It's an hour away.
Yeah.
Philip could carry a conversation.
Yeah.
He's so personable. He's so warm. He's so friendly. He's so knowledgeable.
A good listener.
He's a great listener.
Yeah.
He's a good person, good to his bones, good person. So I was, when I was heard the question, I took it like that. Like, who could carry a conversation and have that person go, I'm kind of glad Terry couldn't pick me up. I had such a great time visiting with him. And I hope to be that person, you know, for people, you know, when Steele or Slade would ask me to pick up somebody from the airport, drive them to Ruston.
So you think Phil would win the competition?
I do.
What about you?
Who would I pick?
Yeah, who would you pick?
I'm going myself.
Shock!
Oh, we knew that was coming.
Well, no, that's true. You could carry any conversation.
I mean, I haven't even thought about this question,
yeah,
so I don't know. But I mean, if you're like, okay, so who's going to be able to carry on a wide variety of conversations? You have no idea what the where the topic's going
to
go.
Right.
But is also able to, you know, kind of bounce around, make people laugh every now and then.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, I'm like, I could do that.
Yeah, you could.
you totally could. I also thought about my son. Son has a huge personality.
He's got a huge personality, yeah, and his wife is already on a reality show.
Yeah.
Right.
So he might have
that's
a leg
right
up.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Right. The only
plus
problem,
he's a lot better looking than I am. So again,
oh, I don't know. You are pretty even.
No, he's like 6 foot, a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah. Stone. The problem with Stone is he cusses too much.
Oh.
It's hard for him to have a conversation.
Yeah.
Without dropping a bomb there, and so I wouldn't trust him to do that because I'd be worried.
He's gonna
I'd be
beeped.
Disqualified.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
that
a difficulty.
So funny.
Yeah, that's really funny. Well, how about his wife? I mean, she's been on reality shows. She could.
Morgan is the sweetest. She's the sweetest thing, but Morgan doesn't know a whole lot about a lot of things.
Okay.
So Stone is very much like you. He knows a lot of information about a lot of things.
Okay.
And so I think that that is the key to being a really good companion on a date or whatever, is somebody that knows a lot,
but also somebody who doesn't take themselves too seriously.
Yeah, that's
somebody
true.
That's funny, that has humor, because everybody loves to laugh. Everybody loves to be around somebody.
You know who's coming to mind right now?
Who?
Slade.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, yes. I thought that's my youngest son. I thought about that
when
too.
He looks at you.
Yeah.
He makes it seem like you are the person he's most interested in listening to at that moment. He's very attentive.
Yes.
He might be able to be the winner.
I think you're right.
If you'd like to ask our American Mamas a question, go to our website, americangroundradio.com/mamas, and click on the Ask the Mamas button. Terry Nettable, Kimberly Burleson, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And coming up next, we're digging deep. We'll be right back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Hey, Slick Willie here, 42nd president. Yeah, I've been known to spend a lot of time in the bedroom. Yeah.
Giggity, 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 ooh.
My bedroom is stocked with MyPillow sheets, blankets, and pillows. I love MyPillow. But that doesn't mean I slept with MyPillow. I did not have sleeping relations with MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com and use the code AGR. You'll get 70% off everything, including slippers, sandals, towels, blue dresses, whatnot. When Hill and I are lounging around the house, or if I have a female friend, back to the discount code, you'll get 70% off all your MyPillow gear when you go to MyPillow. and use that code AGR. That's AGR and save 70%.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
There are lots of problems in America today. Fortunately, there are even more solutions if you know where to look.
And that is why we wrote Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great.
This is a big country and it's full of big, bold solutions to our most pressing problems. Just read inside.
Okay, how do you bring down the prices for quality health care?
Read page 91.
How do you fix Social Security?
Read page 77.
How do you improve education for the next generation?
Read page 103.
America is a big country with big solutions to our biggest problems. But you have to know where to look.
Success leaves clues. By showing you where things are going right in America, we'll show you the way to restore the American dream for you and your family.
What is it that makes America great?
That is on page 135.
Read Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great by Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr, and see the answers we discover to our most looming challenges.
Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great. Available today at Amazon.com or BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
You're listening to the fastest growing conservative talk show in the country. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall tales from Joe Biden in a single bound. Look, look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a weather balloon from China.
We can't have anyone freak out there, okay? Gotta keep our composure!
No, it's American Ground Radio. Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way. When you're hungry for the truth, you're just not you. Think clearly again by grabbing American Ground Radio and get back to being yourself.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Farr with Louis R. Avalone.
All right, so you had brought up last hour how Bad Bunny is headlining the 2026 Super Bowl halftime show.
The NFL announced that over the weekend. Bad Bunny's going to be the next Super Bowl halftime performer. And
he hates ICE.
Yeah.
He hates Immigration and Customs Enforcement. He said he would never perform in the United States again because he feared that ICE would be deporting or apprehending many of his fans and deporting them. So he's upset that ICE is deporting illegal aliens in this country.
Well, I guess he's not going to be as concerned about ICE doing an operation in the middle of the Super Bowl. I mean, there's not a whole bunch of illegal immigrants who are going to the Super Bowl. It's kind of an expensive thing to go to.
But so. ICE, but according to Bad Bunny,
which,
by the way, I had not heard of before today.
Right.
ICE is apparently the villain.
Yeah.
They are the villain, not the cartel smugglers, the human traffickers, the people who don't just overstay a visa, but who prey on the vulnerable, who break the law, who put Americans at risk.
Right.
But in this Bad Bunny's mind, it's ICE that's the villain. They're the bad guys.
Right.
But yet he's fine to take millions of dollars from the NFL.
Yeah.
Who
Well, because remember, the NFL did virtue signaling, so they've got to end racism on their helmets and in the end zone. So I guess it's okay to just take their money because, you know, they're obviously much more
virtuous
than ICE agents.
But this is really troubling, though, because, I mean, the Super Bowl halftime show.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of the most powerful cultural platforms in the world. And what gets said, what gets performed, what gets highlighted, it matters. It shapes public opinion. And putting a guy on that stage who has smeared American law enforcement,
yeah,
who has perpetrated the lie that ICE is hurting innocent fans in these concert venues, and that sends a dangerous message, I think, all around the world.
Well, yeah, it's the kind of message that gets people shooting at ICE officers. Oh, wait, that happened last week.
And I mean, how wise is it of the NFL to make this announcement in the same within a week of that ICE shooting in Dallas?
Yeah, just a couple of days. Tell you what, let's dig deep.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, about to step down.
So the Chicago Teachers Union put out a tweet over the weekend. They wrote, "Rest in power, rest in peace, Asada Shakur. Today we honor the life and legacy of a revolutionary fighter, a fierce writer, a revered elder of black liberation, and a leader of freedom whose spirit continues to live in our struggle. Asada refused to be silent. She taught us that it is our duty to fight for our freedom. It is our duty to win. We must love each other and support each other. We have nothing to lose but our chains."
Asada Shakur.
Yeah, I hadn't heard of Asada Shakur before this weekend.
I can't say that I have either.
But look, I love learning about people who are on the side of freedom, people who are on the side of love. I'm a big fan of that, right? So I went to her Wikipedia page. Now, real quick, Lewis, is Wikipedia a right-wing information source?
I mean, generally not, but yeah. A lot of times it's kind of
benign. Left-leaning, if anything, though. Yes, is that fair?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Asada Shakur was not her birth name. She was born Joanne Deborah Byron in Queens, New York. She's described as a runaway several times over. Sounds like she had a rough start in life, growing up in a rough neighborhood. Eventually, she ended up living with her aunt, who sounds like a well-educated woman who genuinely cared for Joanne. Now, in the 1960s, Joanne started down a path of political resistance. You know, you got the hippie movement, you got all these things going on. She was arrested in New York in 1967 for chaining herself to a building at the Community College of New York as part of a civil rights protest. Okay, a lot of young people were doing that. She then joined the Black Panthers, decided it wasn't radical enough, and joined the offshoot Black Liberation Army. In 1971, she tried to rob some people in a hotel at gunpoint, ended up getting shot in the stomach. Later that year, she was allegedly involved in a bank robbery in Queens. In December of that year, police said she was one of four suspects who threw a grenade into a police car in New York, injuring two officers. Accused of wounding another officer in January of 1972, of robbing a bank in Brooklyn in March of 72, of robbing a church in September of 1972. Then the FBI announced she was part of a gang that had been murdering police officers in New York City execution style in 1971 and 1972. They said four murders. She was guilty of four murders of police officers in total.
She's very busy. I bet she doesn't need a lot of sleep.
Well, then in May of 1973, she and a man named Zaid Malik Shakur and another lady were pulled over by police on the New Jersey Turnpike. Asada pulled out a gun, shot one of the officers. He was able to return fire before she shot him a couple more times, killing him. She was wounded in the exchange. Zaid Shakur died in the shooting. She was convicted in that murder and sent to federal prison in Rikers and later the Clinton Correctional Facility for Women in New Jersey. Then in 1979, members of the Black Liberation Army broke into that prison, got her out, smuggling her to Mexico, and then smuggled her to Cuba, where she lived the rest of her life.
Okay, with bated breath, yeah. I am waiting to hear why the Chicago Teachers Union is honoring this woman. Was there some conversion down the line? I mean, she had this rough life, and now she's turned her life around.
No.
And now she's
no.
You know, she's volunteering
no,
for
she's,
thousands of hours a year.
She then wrote three books, autobiographies, celebrating her time as a bank robber and cop killer.
Okay.
As part of the liberation, Black Liberation Army.
Did she become a teacher?
No, she was never a teacher.
Why is the Chicago Teachers Union celebrating the life of this woman?
Why would they want to, quote, honor the life and legacy of a bank robber, a murderer, an escapee, and ultimately a traitor to her nation? I have no idea. But that's the big question. Why would you put that tweet out? And my only answer is, this is essentially the Democrat Party today. They will cheer the assassination of a Christian husband and father who promoted the free exchange of political ideas while mourning the passing of a racist cop killer because her writings were used to inspire Black Lives Matter.
But I get it. But that's because the union, the teachers union,
Chicago Teachers Union,
apparently is a political machine. It's not an education institution at this point.
Well, look, if you're supposed to be teaching, shouldn't you be teaching that robbing banks is wrong? Shouldn't you be teaching that murdering cops is wrong? Shouldn't you be teaching that violent revolution in the United States of America is not something that's good for us? Shouldn't you be teaching that? How can you claim that you're doing anything for the good of society when you're celebrating a bank robber, mass murderer, cop killer who did all of that for political reasons?
Look, okay, you know what? I mean, this is more than just radical.
It's criminal.
It's ridiculous. And really what it shows is the teachers' union is unfit. Or the members of the teachers' union who support this kind of ridiculousness is unfit. I mean, if you want to know why Chicago schools are failing, why kids can't read at grade level, why violence is spiraling out of control, this is it. This is the reason why. This kind of ridiculousness.
Maya Angelou used to say, when someone shows you who they are, believe them. The Chicago Teachers Union has shown us who they are. It is time we believe them. They're pro-bank robbery, they're pro-cop killing. They're not pro-kids. We'll be back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
The Rustic Renegade is more than just a place that sells wares. I like to think of us as a movement that started back when I was in the service. I wanted a place where I could feel the communion and family that I felt while in the service and instill that in the community. I wanted to show the grown boys of Louisiana what grown men look, that we could have good biblical foundations of faith, family, and life. So give us a call at 337-357-1168 and online at therusticrenegade.com. Don't forget, we are the Sportsman's Paradise.
Whether you're a small business, mid-sized company, or an enterprise, hiring the right people is crucial.
You need Global Data Fusion hiring and screening solutions. They provide comprehensive background checks for any industry.
From criminal and civil records to motor vehicle reports, verifications, I-9, E-Verify, they've got everything you need.
Protect your business and hire with confidence.
Visit GlobalDataFusion.com, the trusted choice for reliable background screening.
Global Data Fusion, your partner in safe hiring.
Feeling bloated and discomfort after meals? It's time you try Enzorb from Victory Nutrition International. It's a daily dose of living enzymes to support all the essential activities of life. Enzorb adds digestive enzymes to support your gut health. These are enzymes that break down what you put in your body and a more pleasant digestive experience. Just one daily serving of Enzorb and you'll see the benefits. Absorb more good stuff and detoxify the bad stuff with Enzorb. Go to their website, it's vni.life/AGR. Use the code AGR20. Once again, that website, vni.life/AGR. Use the code AGR20 to get 20% off Enzorb and no more bloating after meals. Go to vni.life/AGR and use the promo code AGR20.
What would entice you to try CBD Pure?
I need a guarantee.
Whether you want to get rid of pain, have better sleep, or just feel healthier, CBD Pure has the solution. CBD Pure will refund refund you if you're not satisfied after 90 days.
I stand behind it. I guarantee it.
Get 15% off and free shipping when you use the code AGR. Go to CBDPure.com. That's CBDPure.com and use the code AGR to get the discount and free shipping. Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud, or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, ladies. Look at your man. Now look at me. Now look at your man. Wait, he's not a man anymore. He's a man identifying as a woman. Now look at me. Back to him. I mean, her. She's a man again. Confused? Me too. Ladies, you want a man who stands up for what matters in this country. Be a man and listen to American Ground Radio. Ladies, look at me. You're welcome. Now he's a man again who listens to the truth at American Ground Radio.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
So the incumbent mayor of New York City, Eric Adams, is dropping out of that race.
Already has.
Now, Curtis Sliwa, who is the only Republican, I believe, in the race remaining.
The right.
I really think that if Andrew Cuomo drops out, who is the independent, the former governor of New York.
Okay.
I think that's the best chance that New Yorkers have not to elect this communist, this anti-Semite, Ma'am Danny.
Yeah.
I always get his name, Ma'am Danny. Ma'am Danny.
Mom Donnie.
Yeah. Zoran Mamdani.
Mom Donnie. Yeah.
Well, you say tomato, I say tomato. You know what? Nope.
Nobody says tomato.
Some people do.
They don't say tomato. They say tomato.
But communism is only pronounced one way. Marxism is only pronounced one way.
Yeah.
And that is if, in fact, Mom Donnie is elected as the new mayor of New York City. I mean, I think this would send a signal. This is bigger than just New York City.
It's much bigger than New York City. And by the way, it's why we're going to be participating in a town hall on Salem. And folks can go online and sign up for this, but it's available all over the country. But we're going to be involved in this town hall with Hugh Hewitt, with Joe Piscopo, with Jennifer Kelly, so many, Mike Gallagher is going to be on there, and we're going to be talking about this race because it does affect the entire country. As New York goes so much of the country. It's still the media capital of America. It is still the financial capital of America. America is better when New York is better.
Now, a lot of folks say, well, you know, socialism has been on the ballot before.
It has been.
Barack Obama.
Well, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Also, Bernie Sanders. But the problem is that Barack Obama didn't embrace socialism. He just kind of snuck it in. Mamdani proudly claims to be a socialist. Bernie Sanders and AOC talk about socialism, but neither one of them is in a position to actually implement it. For the mayor of New York City, he has the power to create grocery stores that put other grocery stores out of business and then just create massive food deserts in our first largest city.
So if you have Curtis Sliwa, the only Republican in the race against Ma'am Donnie, Mom Donnie,
then there's a chance, but it's still going to be tough. Tell you what, let's get to a bright spot.
I'm doing all right, getting good grades, the future's so bright.
I'm really having a tough time processing this, but the more I think about it, objectively, I think the person in the Democrat Party who is the most reasonable and the most responsible individual
Oh,
John Fetterman.
I knew that was coming.
Look, I know he wears tennis shoes and sweatshorts and a hoodie everywhere he goes. He looks like a slob. He doesn't respect the office he holds enough to even dress the part. But he is the only person I can find in the entire Democrat Party who's saying anything that makes any sense.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, I think he was on Maria Bartiromo's show over the weekend.
That's kind of what spurred this thought process here. He said, if you want a Democrat that's going to call people Nazis or fascists or all these kinds of things, well, I'm not going to be that guy. Name another Democrat that's saying, I'm going to refuse to call Republicans Nazis. Name one.
No, I get it. And, you know, almost as encouraging as that was the fact that on Maria Bartiromo's show, he was not wearing a hoodie.
Oh, that is encouraging.
Although he might have still been wearing shorts.
Yeah.
But nevertheless.
He also posted online, unchecked extreme rhetoric, like labels as Hitler or fascist, will foment more extreme outcomes. Political violence is always wrong. No exceptions. We must all turn the temperature down. Again, name someone else in the Democrat Party who's saying that. Saying it that loudly.
No, and you know what this is a real sign of is that he is soon to be run out of the Democrat Party.
Because normally if you do what the Democrat Party wants you to do, if you don't do what the Democrat Party wants you to do, they kind of kick you out. For example, Tulsi Gabbard, RFK Jr., Kyrsten Sinema, Joe Manchin, etc. But Fetterman says he has no plans to leave the party. He said, no, I'm not going to switch, but I'm just going to be an independent voice in the Democrat Party.
You know, it would not surprise me in the very least that President Trump, maybe once a week, maybe once a month, picks up the phone and calls John Fetterman and says, hey, buddy, you ever thought about switching sides?
But see, there's a lot of stuff that the Republican Party believes in that Fetterman does not believe in. He's not pro-gun. He is not pro-life. He's actually in favor of taxes and stuff. But he's also not in favor of shutting the government down, as Chuck Schumer is wanting to do. Fetterman says we need to stop calling Republicans Nazis. I think that's good. He's saying we need to keep the government open and continue negotiating on the budget in good faith. I think that's good. He also supports Israel. He denounces terrorism. That's good. I'm just struggling to come to terms with the idea that the person in the Democrat Party who makes the most sense right now is literally the guy who still suffers from literal brain damage.
That's true. But look, he seems very calm.
Yes.
Lucid.
Lucid. And willing to hear someone else's point of view. Our country would be better off if a majority of Democrats thought more like John Fetterman than Chuck Schumer or Gavin Newsom or AOC or any member of the squad.
Because I almost feel like you can have a conversation with Fetterman.
Yes.
A logical, rational debate of ideas.
And if you did, I think that would be a bright spot. We'll be back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
How do you guarantee you hire the right employee?
Global Data Fusion, they do background checks for nearly any type of business in Louisiana.
They feature variations of fingerprinting and lie detection services.
I wonder if I can use that on my wife when the Amazon packages show up at the front door.
Steven finally admit he took the last candy bar in the office.
I admit nothing.
Global Data Fusion also offers drug testing, and their services are available for anyone in Louisiana.
Go to globaldatafusion.com. That's globaldatafusion.com and find the right employee.
Having a hard time focusing or maybe kick-starting your brain in the morning? Then try Brain Reward from Victory Nutrition International. Brain Reward gives your brain refreshing support with nutrients that help regulate stress and focus. It helps your mood, clarity, and motivation without the caffeine jitters. Sharpen your focus with Brain Reward. Improve your cognitive experience with Brain Reward from Victory Nutrition International. You get 20% off if you go to vni.life/AGR and use the code AGR20. That's vni.life/AGR and use the code AGR20. It's time to get that focus you haven't had in years with Brain Reward from Victory Nutrition International. And you get 20% off. Go to vni.life/AGR and use the promo code AGR20.
Slick Willie here, your 42nd president. Got a bit of a reputation, yeah.
It's a very special day for the ladies' man.
My bedroom is stocked with my pillows, sheets, and blankets, pillows. Oh, yeah. Baby, I got all the good stuff. Go to MyPillow.com and use the code AGR. You'll get 70% off everything, including slippers, sandals, and towel, dog beds. Sometimes I say something to Hill, or she catches me doing something I shouldn't be caught at, and I have to spend some time in the dog bed.
You are in the doghouse.
Well, that's why you want to get the most comfortable dog bed you can get, and MyPillow has the world's most comfortable dog beds, and I should know. I've spent a lot of time in the doghouse. You'll get 70% off on all your MyPillow gear when you go to MyPillow and use the AGR code. That's AGR, and save 70%.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcast.
In the next few minutes, minds will be opened. New journeys will begin. Small wonders can occur in just a few minutes. How? By listening to American Ground Radio every day, fully informed, entertaining, and prepared just for you. Listen for just a few minutes and enjoy, on air or wherever you listen to podcasts. In the next few minutes, good things are going to happen on American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. It's What's for Dinner.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
Well, you know, the Mexican government is having an immigration problem of their own.
What?
A Chinese immigration issue.
Huh.
The number of Chinese citizens in Mexico has skyrocketed 245% in just, this was from 2020 to 2024.
Is this legal Chinese immigration?
Yeah,
into Mexico?
Apparently. Oh. And now you've got 3,500 Chinese owned businesses that account for 20% of all businesses right in Mexico City.
Wow.
So gone are the days when you had Mexican merchants lining the streets there in Mexico City. They're being pushed out. They're being displaced. They're being suffocated under this tidal wave of made in China.
But, you know, this is part of what China does all around the world. Their Belt and Road Initiative is not designed to help third world countries or to help developing nations. It is designed to give China footholds and power in positions all across the globe. And so if they can use their financial strength to push Mexico around, China will.
Yeah, and this should sound familiar because this is exactly what happened in the United States.
Yeah, they're trying to do that too. And it is time that we stand up to China. It is time that we look them in the eye and we say, whoa.
Oh, wow. Whoa! I mean, whoa!
Sarah Ezekiel lost her voice in 2000. You see, she suffers from motor neurone disease, a disease that slowly robbed her of the ability to speak. And since then, Sarah has needed a robotic voice to talk with her family. Her children, Aviva and Eric, have never really heard her real voice. Well, recently, Sarah's family found a VHS tape from 1990, and on that tape was 8 seconds of Sarah speaking with her own voice. They gave the tape to a company called Smartbox. They were able to take that 8 seconds, run it through AI, and then run the outcome through Sarah's voice machine. For the first time in 25 years, Sarah was able to talk using her natural sounding voice. Sarah's so grateful, saying losing her voice made her feel like I had lost my identity.
What a sweet sound that must have been.
May your pursuit of happiness bring you joy.
Build the rights, 'cause it took the revolution to create my constitution, yeah.